Steph,
Yes.
start
Ready?
us off.
Okay. Do I start or do you start, Lyria?
You read the episode,
no,
what it's
I
about?
Start. I start. Yeah, actually, Nick Brendan starts.
Nicholas Brendan starts, yes. My bad.
Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're listening to Potential Cast.
This is Season 5, Episode 21, The Weight of the World. Willow uses magic to try to ruse Buffy out of her catatonic state after Glory kidnaps and then disappears with Dawn. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
I'm Illyrio.
I'm Carrie.
Hello.
Hey, Carrie.
Carrie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
More than happy to have you here with us, folks. Gabby is ill. And, you know, she's okay, but she's got this ear infection thing and this burst eardrum thing, and it makes it really, 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 really painful for her to actually try to listen to stuff. She can't hear anything. So we want to send all our love and a very positive.
And she was sick before that too.
I know.
She's just having a really.
She's been sick for a long time. And we want to send Gabby all our love and non-specific positive energies, so that she can get better. We love you, Gabby, and we miss you.
Gabby.
And you know, Gary, feel free to blow us away because you know we might be looking.
I'll do my best.
Awesome. So, weight of the world.
The
weight of the world.
Hey, Steph, why don't you ask Carrie here about her exposure to Buffy and all that?
Carrie, did you watch Buffy as it aired?
I did. I caught up around season 2 midway and fell in love with it and kept watching it, and then watched Angel, and then watched pretty much everything else Joss Whedon was doing. So I love all of that universe. Yeah, good times. I love all of the Buffy Angel dumb.
Well, let me ask you this, not to be like, not to date you, but did you watch it in high school or college?
Oh, no. I was already later. College. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was college by that time. I think I'm the same age as the actors, but not as the characters. Uh-huh. So I'm about there. Yeah, I have a couple of friends who did watch it, probably the same age as the characters. But yeah, I always liked it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where we left off, Buffy's in a catatonic state.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. I love that it turned out to not be a Where is Dawn episode, but a Where is Buffy?
Mm-hmm.
That's true, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they address this in the episode, because at the first bit, I must admit, I didn't pay attention to the first 10 minutes or so. But if Willow can sort of go into Buffy's head and kind of fix her, can't she do that with Tara?
Mm.
Or is she too far gone?
I bet Tara's mind, it's jumbled. It's too much of a mess.
I was thinking because Buffy has Slayer strength, she can withstand the strain of having someone else in her mind.
Cool.
So just way Willow more power with Willow.
Yeah, that Willow can't undo what a god has done. That's all I think.
So for those who watched the show already, did you guys get a giggle when Illyrio, Gabby, and I were like, so Ben is Glory and Glory's Ben?
Yes.
Laughed because when I watched this episode, I was like, I couldn't stop laughing at that bit. And then I was like, oh, so that's why Dawn couldn't explain it to them. Right. Like, well, why didn't she just tell them?
And that's why we ignored you.
Yes. Did you forgive Dawn a little bit?
A little. A tiny little bit.
I remember not liking her because of that. I thought it was all a fraud and she knew until this episode.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
Yeah.
I immediately thought back to that episode when the three of us were like, so Ben is Glory and Glory is Ben.
And how come they're not getting that? How come nobody knows them? Yeah.
Well, I'm... Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Lyria.
I'm just happy that they brought up the fact that Dawn didn't remember, although now she does. And the thing is that Glory explained that away, too. I'm happy that it wasn't just Lost-ish. Mm-hmm. It was actually quite, yeah.
It's yeah, awesome. Everyone's kind of slowly remembering.
Mm-hmm. And Kim, what you missed at the beginning, Lori explained that she's been waiting for 25 years to go back home in human body.
That's a long time.
And yeah,
it's a blink of the eye for her.
Okay, now why is the veil fading? Why is it falling? What's going on? Why is...
Either she's losing a bit of her power or everyone else is getting stronger.
I think, too, it's because she's spending all of the magic trying to get the portal open. Yeah. And that was her price. Isn't that what the minion, priest minion said?
Okay.
He did, yeah.
I think that's why. Which is nice to see that fading, that whole conversation between Ben and Glory.
Yeah.
That was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Because I like
what, the back and forth?
Yeah.
And then the back and forth got closer and closer together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we make fun of the show about how, you know, the effects are so cheesy and this and that. And at first it kind of was, but then when you get into actually what they're saying to each other, they kind of just lets that slide.
Hmm.
And you're like, actually listening. So good. I thought the scene was amazing.
Right. I think, too, because they did a lot of the transitions off screen, so it's kind of like when Darla transforms into a vampire, and you sort of see it with the whip of her hair, it's much better than seeing, like, cheesy CGI.
Oh,
yeah.
Like when that guy in his house flicks Xander away with his tongue? More on that later.
Yes. Oh, Joel Grey. Yes. He's awesome.
Yeah. Yes.
I wonder if they made a conscious decision to do the transitions, like, of them, like, turning around or whipping their hair. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is a cost thing, but I wonder if they did that because what they were saying was so important, they didn't want it to be about the effects, but about what they were saying to each other.
That makes sense.
I thought it was such a good scene.
Yeah.
I do think that Glory pulled it off better than Ben did.
Agreed.
Sorry, Ben.
I actually really liked Glory in this episode. I usually find her to be over the top. Mm-hmm. And in this episode, I actually found it much more tolerable and appealing. I especially enjoyed her confusion at feeling guilt. I especially enjoyed her kind of convincing herself, you know what? No. I'm going to kill this little girl because I'm tired of feeling like this. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So,
but with them changing so quick.
Yeah.
When Ben finally confronted Dawn, that's my one big problem with the episode is that why didn't she just run away? But he said, follow me. We'll get through this. We'll be okay. But being that he kept changing into Glory, that plan was doomed to fail.
Yeah.
Like if Dawn would have just run away, I mean, I guess then we wouldn't have
like
the episode.
She always does.
Right. Yeah, this is the one time.
Anyway, it's a quote for later, but I really appreciated something that Glory said. Reminded me of Dawn. So if I can refer to my notes very specifically right now, I started writing stuff like, oh, Glory's not feeling it. Oh, Buffy's catatonic. Will we see the inside of her mind palace? I noticed something really interesting when Spike and Xander started getting into a fight. after mm-hmm. Spike said something less than complimentary about the Slayer and whether or not she likes it rough. Willow apparently can now conjure powerful magics with a single word.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Separate? I thought it was like, this is every parent's dream. If they can just turn around
tell
to their kids and
me
go,
about it.
You should just try that next time your kids are being ready.
Oh man, I'm totally going to do that.
Separate.
Yeah.
I loved in the beginning because Willow kind of really took charge, because who else would? Because, you know, you look to Giles, but Giles has been shot or whatever. Right. And he's sort of out of it. And, you know, Xander and Anya. Spike me. But, yeah, it was Willow's turn to step up, and she did. I loved it. Right.
It was pretty awesome.
I mean, even Spike took an order from her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was great.
So, there's all that stuff going on. Willow comes up with a plan. People just follow. And then we get to Glory, who's no longer in her condo. Where, by the way, I am convinced that that art on the wall is actually a painting of the host, Andy Hallett. It looks way too much like him. He's one of the people in that painting.
We'll
that,
take a look at that again.
You need to look at that mural thing.
You think they're giving us clues?
I think there might be a little bit foreshadowing of stuff, but regardless of that, what the hell are the minions building for her?
Oh.
Is that like a radio tower?
It sure looks like.
Is it going to be like really, like, you know, WKRP in Sunnydale? Actually, it couldn't be W because they're west of the Mississippi, so it starts with a K, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So KKRP. Sunnydale. I'm sorry, I'm very unoriginal right now. But KKRP in Sunnydale, and you're basically going to have, is it an altar? Is it like a giant altar where she's going to sacrifice Dawn? So I'm very, very curious about what's being built and what's coming. And then the thing that really bothered me is this whole Willow trying to help Buffy out inside Buffy's head.
Part of it bothered me.
The part that bothered me, it was awesome. Like, I just want to say, I really, really, really liked it. I thought it was really good. But part of it kind of bothered me because
the way they resolved it, where she's kind of just like, snap out of it.
Well, kind of a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it was mostly, I wish it was creepier.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's, you know, if I could summarize my opinion of that whole, and I'm going to keep calling it a mind palace because I, you know, I'm a fan of Sherlock, man. Mm-hmm. And season 3 was awesome. Yes, was. Thank you, Uncle Nefarious. do you guys remember, I'm going to forget, the last season finale was called the one with the cheese man. The one with the cheese man.
Restless, yeah.
Restless, yeah. Okay. Restless, that kind of off-putting, off-balance kind of weirdness, I think would have worked so well. I mean, Willow was literally inside of Buffy's mind.
So they should have reached further. They should have went for it.
I think they should have totally gone, this is going to be weird and effed up. And the gravestone on the AstroTurf in the room wasn't edgy enough for me, you know?
Like, yeah.
I
think if they had started out much more cryptic and then slowly gave us more clues as Willow figured it out, it would have been, I think it would have been more enjoyable.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think because it was kind of bland. It was. And then when the Buffies, they all kind of, you know, literally explained everything, then you're like, okay. I think it would have been a bit more satisfying for us if we figured it out along with Willow.
Yeah. Well,
I think.
Have to say that I really enjoyed it. I thought it was well done, but it kind of left me wanting a whole lot more with regards to style.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hmm. Were you happy to see Joyce again?
Oh, yeah.
Joyce looked much hotter without the curly hair.
Yeah.
Was she pregnant in real life? Does anyone know?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
They kept hiding her stomach with the new baby. And I was like, oh, maybe she's really preggers. Anyways, it's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I think she's too old. But
yeah.
I think she does have daughters, but
mm-hmm.
I think she would be beyond childbearing age.
So the guy who played her father, is that the same father?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah,
it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
And this is obviously it's an implanted memory.
Yes. Yes. Right. Where is it? Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
Because of the monks. Yeah.
So Willow is. By the way, when Willow was lighting those candles, I was like, "Ooh, is Willow gonna strip for Buffy? Like, is that how she's gonna get her to wake up?" And then I realized, no, we're getting the Mind Palace, and then I write Mind Palace of bullshit.
Yeah.
This never happened. And look, folks. Those of you that are Dawn apologists out there, and I mean that in the most snarky way possible, I apologize. I realize that what happened is the monks changed reality and history. I understand that, okay? I understand that it's not fake. It's just that it's changed. I get it, all right? Marty has the 4x4. He no longer has the shitty car. I get that. But... it's like they did this just to antagonize me, showing the day that Dawn came home.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer Buffy's question, I like dolls.
So who was watching Buffy if her parents were both out?
I know. Worst parents ever.
Again, it's an implanted memory. Implanted memory.
No, yeah. They changed history. This actually happened. Worst parents ever, Kim.
Yes. So funny.
Do you like Willow's rhinestone cowboy shirt?
Oh, I didn't even notice her shirt.
It was nice. I'll tell you.
She had more important stuff going on.
Skipping back a little bit. Glory's not going to do this now. Like, after all of this, she actually has to wait till the next day?
For what?
To sacrifice Dawn.
Yeah.
She has to, like, wait a day. Like, what the point? What's the point of all this? We didn't know there was some specific day.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it helps us.
Yeah. They have to give time for Buffy to get her shit together.
I know.
Come on.
Did you at least like seeing Dawn get pummeled into that garbage can by
that was Glory?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, Allie, like that. What's with... the cabbages.
I didn't notice.
You guys didn't notice? There are three cabbages sitting on a crate in one of the wide shots. And I'm like, what the hell? Is that an homage to Cabbage Head from Kids in the Hall? That's what I need to know right now. Yes. No, I'm not insane. I'm not high. This is actually a thing. Oh, and Tara takes a pill every 2 hours? Mm-hmm. She's on heavy psychotropic drugs or something, man. Crazy. Ugh. But yeah.
Okay, so the first Slayer told Buffy that death was her gift.
Death is your gift.
So Buffy assumes that she is to kill Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
To stop this from happening.
Well, we're going to find out next episode because it's called The Gift.
Or that it's just her fate to kill her because that's what she does.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the smothering of the pillow scene. With the pillow scene. that I enjoyed. I think my notes here say, go Buffy, smother that brat.
Oh, Palmolive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I realize, oh, yeah, that's a metaphor. She blames herself. Mm-hmm. This episode's all about guilt.
Right. Guilt all around.
Guilt all around. Mm-hmm. And the comic relief of no one remembering, seeing, or being told.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I do not like Giles not knowing what's going on. Giles being clueless, that makes me feel very uncomfortable.
That's interesting.
But even them being clueless seconds after them being reminded is too much. Mm-hmm.
You should have seen the spoiler boards. That's everyone was quoting that part.
Hey, so I can actually talk about this time I was spoiled.
Oh, what?
There was someone whose Twitter username was Ben is Glory, Glory is Ben.
Oh.
That's right.
Yep. There we go. Good for you. Mm-hmm.
And even though it was a slower episode, I feel like it did a good job to build you up to the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm hoping that this finale is going to be awesome.
Definitely. Yeah.
And now that I know, as we discussed last time, that they thought this was going to be the last season, mm-hmm. I'm expecting a holy shit moment.
Epic.
Yeah, it's going to be continued spoiler, sorry.
And frankly, if death is her gift, then I'm going to assume that Buffy's going to sacrifice herself. That's what I'm assuming. That's my prediction.
All right.
Buffy's okay. gift is death. She will give the gift of death, which is not kill Dawn, but die herself. Although what they say at the end. The only way to stop those portals. So skipping to the end here, if I could. And we'll get back to how they acquired this box that they didn't explain what the box or how the box told them this. The sacrifice commences. The bloodletting happens. So Glory is going to be bleeding Dawn. And while Dawn bleeds, the portals open. And the only way to stop the portals from opening is stopping the bloodletting, which means killing Dawn. That's what we assume is the only way to stop this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Why not stitches?
Yeah. Just patch her up?
Yeah, like staples.
Okay, yeah.
A little bit of crazy glue.
It's going to take so much blood.
Maybe a tourniquet of some kind.
Hmm. One would think that would work.
I would vote tourniquet.
Hmm.
But, so if I understand it, the faucet turns on as when Dawn starts bleeding, and it turns off when she stops bleeding. That's the way I understand it.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So why not just torture Dawn with one of those diabetes testing prick your finger things?
Just prick her finger.
Yeah. Just have it continuously, like, do that.
Because it would be
torture on us. They're not in the headspace to think of that.
Agreed.
Nobody's in the headspace.
No. No one's in this headspace, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So going back a little further. Can we talk about smoking in hospitals?
Where they showed him with a sign behind him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Spike. And he lights up. Oh, if Gabby were here, I think she'd probably have some positive things to say about this.
Mm.
So, at what point do we get to... Okay, so what's that character's name that Spike took Dawn to and now is taking Xander to?
Oh, Doc. Oh, Gray. What's his name?
Doc.
His name is Doc? Interesting. So they go to Doc's, whom the last time we saw a bit of a demon tail of some kind slink around under his house coat. They take him to Doc, and then Spike realizes that Doc has something that they need to defeat
the beast.
Glory, the beast. And I wrote here in my notes, why would a blue-blooded guy keep something that would harm the god he worships? Mm-hmm. So why would he be holding on to that thing? I don't understand.
Right.
Kim? Did you notice? Did you think that was weird? Are you still awake?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
So I'm just wondering, what's going on with this guy having this thing that he knows could be bad for this god he worships? I just think it's too convenient.
Maybe it has more than one uses. Maybe it's...
I don't know.
And somehow worships her and...
Maybe.
Can mm-hmm. cause harm to her.
And then, does the box only say that the sacrifice has to stop bleeding? I mean, that's... I don't know. There's still stuff is a little unclear to me. I'm overthinking it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they never went back to that, right? They never showed you what was in the box.
It just showed Spike and Xander stealing it.
Okay, but not what was in it just yet.
Mm-hmm. I think if it's really important, it would be the explained to us in the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think they leave you hanging on that one.
I know what you're talking about later, but I really was not paying attention.
Understood. I just thought it was weird. And yeah. Xander stabbing the demon guy with the big sword. Which is pretty
awesome.
That
was kind of shocking. Because I know Joel Grey is a pretty, important guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, huge Broadway star.
Yeah. I'm glad to see that his eyes opened up at the end. Yeah. To know that, okay... Maybe he is going to stick around. But I thought it was kind of odd the way Xander went right after him, even though, he looks so frail.
Yeah, but you know what? He was a demon.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So what was that? Did they explain that box he was hiding or that?
No.
Or just Spike was like, whatever is behind your back is what we need.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's it.
We didn't get any explanation of the context of the box. Apparently, it's just something that they can use to stop Glory. And then we see it singed on top of the table at the magic shop.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm overthinking that. Dawn foils her own escape with random alley chains.
Oh, that was so horrible.
She's running away with Ben.
How she hit his head.
Jesus. So with a strange pile of chains.
Which looked like a bird's nest in the end.
Yeah.
And as soon as she knocks him out, Glory shows up, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Did you expect Ben to look out just for himself on that one?
No.
No.
Yeah, he's getting sassy.
He doesn't have it in him.
Yeah.
They're trying to foil us. Fool us. Convince us that people are going to do things out of character. I don't know.
But yeah. Yeah, he took her right to the minions.
All right. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
What's that?
The Smeagol Gollum episode. Here. The... Glory and Ben conversation while they morph into each other. That could have been done a little less horribly.
You think so? We just talked about how great it was.
And I was listening to you guys say that.
Like,
and all I could think of was Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And how much better it was in Lord of the Rings.
Of course, they had a good 15 years to improve on it.
And how... Not so much. That was 2001, and Lord of the Rings came out.
Whatever. I think they did a pretty good job with what they had. I do.
Nah, yeah, I know. It was just
the
kind
whole,
of...
The whole Smeagol and whatever, that conversation took place between two characters that were animated.
Understood. If only these two characters were a little more animated. Catch my drift? No. I just say that
Glory did like a better job than Ben did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it very
not
much.
Not a little bit, but a lot better.
Yeah. Huh. And the thing is, it distracted me from what they were saying.
I loved it. I thought it was such a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
The two of them going back and forth.
Yeah.
Lovely Rio.
All right. Listen. Unpopular opinion, I understand.
Gollum scares me, so I don't remember Lord of the Rings enough to compare.
Precious.
Oh, I hate his voice.
So how would you have done it better? If it was faster between the two of them?
Quicker cuts and no morphing at all.
And no morphing at all?
No morphing at all.
Well, they did have half morphing. I'd say maybe a quarter morphing and the other half they weren't morphing into
like
each other.
It felt like way too much morphing.
Really?
Yeah.
We were just talking about how they cut between each other.
Maybe it was just the noise, the constant shh,
maybe.
Even if you don't see it.
Maybe. And Buffy's whole thing is that she decided to quit. She realized that she was going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And she had no chance of winning. And my note here was, it's my last note, is Buffy wants a little suicide by hell god action to escape reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has to reach rock bottom for her to try and rise above.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, can we all agree that Sarah Michelle Gellar's reaction when she snaps out of it was perfect?
Ugh, yeah.
Just breaking down and sobbing uncontrollably. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was excellent. That was truly, truly great. That was really well done. Perfect.
She
loved every
her
second
moment
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To do it, and then she's ready to go back in business.
Totally.
Yeah, I forget how great she can be with the emotional stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And she's so funny in that Robin Williams show, too. I forgot how funny she could be.
She won a... What was it? People's Choice Award?
Apparently.
Something like that. Yeah, where she got to thank the Buffy fans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. If only Robin Williams wasn't on that show, I'd give it
that
half
show
a second.
That show is funny. Mm. He's, you know, I think they rein him in.
Has he done his racist black character yet?
Not yet. Mm. The rest of the, I think the rest of the cast is funny.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No, and it's not a character who's black and racist. It's just a black character, and he does it in a way that's very, very racist.
Right.
How hairy are his arms? Do they show his arms?
Not yet.
Sorry, folks. I'm quite hairy myself, but oh my god! That man has Jumanji arms.
And Sarah Michelle Gellar, she's on Twitter. It's so nice to see her be personable, because I remember back in the day reading articles about her. There wasn't anything very warm and fuzzy, it seemed like, about her with the rest of the cast. Like, if there was one thing they would say that was consistent, it was that she was so professional, and that was it. So it's nice to see her now, like, open up and be friendly and warm, and, you know, that she's so good on her shows and all of that. So it's just seen
see,
in real life.
That's what makes me wonder, is she really being genuine?
Or is it just publicity?
She's acting.
Right.
Maybe.
Her management telling her how to behave on social media.
Oh my gosh.
That's just, I don't know. I don't know. I go back and forth. I don't know. Like I was rewatching that episode of Howard Stern when she was promoting Scooby-Doo, and she seemed fake.
Oh, yeah?
Seemed like she was putting on a show for Howard Stern.
Well, maybe she was awkward around Howard Stern, which I would
Yeah,
not.
That's a tough interview.
Yeah,
sure.
It seemed like she was trying to play along and be a good... I don't know.
Yeah.
And see, I don't know, because I was not there at the time. You know, like you were, you know firsthand how she was, or how everybody else represented her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting it like, you know, so many years later. So I don't know.
Yeah, I just remember from all the different articles about the show, the one thing. There was no like fun behind the scenes stories, and for the rest of the cast, yes, but never for her. It was always just she just shows up on time. She's professional, and she's great, and that was it. But now with her on social media, it seems like we're getting a little more of that. Is that?
I wonder if it's because
for
she
us,
was.
I don't know.
She was like was younger than everyone because she was actually the 18 or whatnot when the show started, wasn't she? And the rest of them were, you know, 25 playing 18. Maybe there was an age connect.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, didn't she still have to go to school? Maybe that's why she was never around. Who knows?
Oh, gosh,
we're all
speculating. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe it was the pressure of, you know,
carrying the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That too. Oh, Buffy.
Buffy, yeah, Buffy. Buffy gave up. But her friend said, you know what? I'm going to go where you're needed. So if you don't come with me, screw you.
Yeah.
I love that she was not soft about it.
Yes.
And she just told her what for.
Exactly.
That was good.
All right.
Yeah.
Can we agree that we really can't wait for the next one?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Cannot wait for this.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the show, there wasn't, not much happened in this episode, but right at the end, I like the subtle cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Giles, because at that point, I was just starting to get into the episode, so I'm like, okay, finally Buffy's out of it. I wasn't even paying attention to the time. And then he said, what was his last line? You're going to have to kill Dawn or whatever. And I was like, oh, snap. And the credits, I was like, what?
I know. Those credits snuck up on us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just the fact that they took the time to show the audience what she was going through psychologically, it really separates it from just a regular supernatural teen show into something else. So that's why I really like this episode, that they took the time to do that. I'm sure everyone could relate on some level to being at that breaking point of something you don't want to deal with, that you just want to give up. And, you know,
podcasting?
For her to see that moment.
Like podcasting? I'm kidding.
I like this one.
It's awesome.
Or if the show was ending, you know, Buffy goes from, I just want to be a regular teenager to, oh my God, I'm broken. I can't take this anymore. This is more pressure than my physical body can take.
Right.
Brain can take.
Mm.
More emotional pressure.
Yeah.
Isn't that how every teen feels?
Yes.
At some point, yeah.
So she got her chance to.
At some point, we all have the weight of the world upon us.
Yeah.
Man, youth is wasted on the young.
And the fact that Willow can go in her mind, that's a huge leap from a couple of spells, you know, spinning pencils and whatever.
We ain't moving vending machines anymore. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see her journey as a witch, where it's going to go from here.
Well, listen. Again. So much of my anticipation for this next episode, the season 5 finale, is embedded in the knowledge I now have that they all thought this was going to be the last episode ever.
Mm-hmm.
That
so expecting an epic.
I'm expecting like the most amazingly epic episode ever. Prediction, fearless prediction, for this to be true, Ben is not seen for more than 2 minutes tops. If he's in there for more than 2 minutes, it's a failure of an episode. I'm not impressed. I'm not sympathetic towards him. There's no relatability here. Just move on. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, it is to me. Like, I totally buy this. Everybody, you know, Dawn is very important to everybody. I feel like Dawn is important to Buffy. I feel like Ben is an innocent bystander whose life and body was taken over by this god. I feel sympathetic toward Dawn. I feel sympathetic toward Ben. I think Gloria's a great villain. I mean, I think... I know that season four overall was not a satisfying season. I feel like season five is a very satisfying season, even though season four may have had more standout good episodes. I feel like season five is more of a, it's more of the overarching story. I just feel like there's less standalone and more of the continuing story.
I agree.
And it's more satisfying to me.
And everyone grew and had good storylines, and it was nice to see Xander not so aimless.
This is true.
Yeah.
All of them getting into their relationships.
Yeah.
It's good.
They're growing up.
I mean, I can see why you can see that season five is not, doesn't have much to get excited about. You know, I just feel like it's consistently good, but nothing to, you know, to cheer about.
Right. Okay.
So far, for me, season five has kind of felt like things have been held back. I mean, the body, I mean, except for the body, like, I'd say that there have been a lot of episodes where, because of the ambiguity of Glory and how they're going to approach her, and then this whole Dawn thing being thrust upon us, it really kind of felt like we were watching maybe 75% power amongst the Scoobies. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, for me, it kind of felt like the Scoobies weren't at their full potential. I mean, I've enjoyed this season more than last season, but there's just certain moments, you know, and the whole Spike crush on Buffy thing too, kind of.
I think it's weird now that it creeps up again,
yeah,
because of how he is with Anya and the relationship that they've, you know, come on.
I know.
And wouldn't, like, Anya be upset about that?
Yeah, Xander. You know, and then Spike and Buffy and, you know, it's just, it's interesting. I'm enjoying that we're getting to this ending, and I really can't wait to see what I predict is going to be Buffy dying so that her pretend sister can live. Man, if I were watching this live and I thought this was the last season ever, and if Buffy dies to protect her fake sister, I would be so pissed off if that was the ending to my favorite show. Oh my God. I can't wait to see this. Which I know I'm going to watch it before the end of the season finale of Angel. I got it. Thank you. I got the email, Robin, in all caps.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to comment on the Buffy Spike thing. Other than that, when I first saw it, I remember not having the same opinion as you guys. I didn't love it at all. But if anything, knowing these writers, what they've done so far, I don't want to comment more than that. But they're just so good at
doing
not
stuff.
Being conventional and, you know.
Doing stuff is probably the most safe thing to say. But
I was where you were.
Yeah.
I won't say where I ended up, but I did not love it in this season.
Yeah, I was like, he's a gross demon. Yuck.
Right? Yeah.
Sexy. Yuck.
Yeah, I do love the character Spike, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's got some great lines.
I've warmed up to him from last season, I will say. I think he's a good character. I know he's a fan favorite, which is like, okay, I can't say anything bad about him because everyone would, you know, put a hex on me and my family.
Say what you want.
But yeah, I don't, because I was so indifferent to him when he was first introduced. Mm. But from, you know, remembering all the teen magazines and all that stuff, he was always on the cover. So I was like, okay, this guy, I know he sticks around for a while. And I like him more this season. So I think he's got,
you got like
one-liners.
Tiger Beat spoilers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Cool.
Should you do any feedback or stuff? Because I got to get going.
I don't have anything else to say except I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the next one. You guys want to start with Facebook feedback and I'll queue up a voicemail or two?
Sure. Let me open that up.
Okay. Facebook feedback. Oh, Jason Abel says, Buffy's hell is my heaven, spending an eternity shelving books.
Nerd. No.
Ina says, it's a good one. Some of Spike's lines were the best. Willow and Buffy's head dragged on a bit too long, but other than that, this was great. Mm-hmm. Rachel says, Willow is still wearing that outfit. Possibly the worst outfit she has ever worn, and I am including her overalls of shame, the flayed Elmo sweater, and everything from season 4. It is distracting. I love Anya babysitting Tara. I like the occasional reminder that Anya isn't totally selfish or all about Xander. We have to also remember that this was filmed 12 years ago and that Groundhog Day episodes were not as common in sci-fi. Were not as common a sci-fi trope as they are now. Does anyone else get any joy from watching Buffy try to smother her sister over and over again? Just me? This is not just... This is not anywhere close to my favorite episode, but it does slow the action down nicely to set up the season finale. Anticipation abounds. Oh, Rachel also continues. Also, this quote contains... This quote... Oh, God.
This episode.
Okay. This episode contains the most quoted quotes from the entire series. Seriously, every single Buffy fan would do the exchange on finding another Buffy fan. It sounds like a rite of passage or a secret handshake. It seems like... That's not what that says.
So Ben is Glory?
And Glory is Ben?
Glory is Ben? They crazy have a talk. Connection?
So this being somebody's Twitter handle is not... You know, it's kind of course. It's kind of...
Like if someone's Twitter handle is Ben is Glory? Yeah. And someone is Glory is Ben?
How about... It was... You know, imagine Angel is a vampire as a Twitter handle, or like Oz is a werewolf as a Twitter handle, or I don't know, one day Buffy's going to have a fake sister as a Twitter handle. You know? Just not cool. Angel's going to go bad as a Twitter handle.
I don't know.
No big deal.
It was an accident.
I've been spoiled about worse.
Yeah. Sarah McLeod says, when I first watched this episode a millennium ago, I remember being frustrated by it because it slowed down the action so much right before the finale. Hmm. And I just wanted to know what was going to happen. Now that I know what happens, I can appreciate this episode a lot more and actually prefer it over Spiral because we get a lot more time with the characters. I love the idea of just a single thought that Buffy had haunting her so much.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Because who hasn't casually daydreamed about something bad happening and imagined themselves as the hero or the center of attention or that all their problems would be suddenly solved? Of course, this is Buffy's life where bad things happen all the time.
Hmm.
Dylan says, can somebody please slap Xander over the head for me? Oh, thanks, Spike. Harold Whalen says, a big episode for Willow. She really steps up as the leader in this one. Illyrio must be salivating over the prospects of a Willow Buffy catfight.
Catfight? I'm talking about a knockdown, drag out, battle royale with no cheese, Mr. Cheese Man.
Julia says, Buffy, when you start to feel guilty about not protecting your sister, just remember, she isn't really your sister. Those memories of meeting your baby sister are fake. Maybe I'm heartless, but I was tired of Buffy's mind very quickly. I just wanted her to snap out of it and get in Slayer mode. I do, however, enjoy all the stuff that happens outside of Buffy's brain. Spike is at his funniest in this episode. Rachel says, Dawn is Buffy's sister. However it happened, it did happen. Think of it like adoption, if that helps.
No.
Julia says, yeah. I get what you're going for, but Dawn is just annoying at this point, so I don't care. And using memories that the monks created to manipulate Buffy about Dawn mm-hmm. to make us feel for them is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Vanna Gordon says, anyone who just saw my life... Oh, okay. All right, Vanna Gordon says, I ask, will you be... Okay. Jason Abel says, agreed, you're heartless. That aside, you can also just see it as feeling guilty for failing the promise you made to her dead mother. That's true. Joyce, Dawn, she's not mine, is she, Buffy? No, Joyce. She does belong to us, though, Buffy says. Yes, she does. And Joyce says, and she's important to the world. Precious. As precious as you are to me. Then we have to take care of her, Buffy. Promise me, if anything happens, if I don't come through this, Mom, Joyce says, no, listen to me. No matter what she is, she still feels like my daughter. I have to know that you'll take care of her, that you'll keep her safe, that you'll love her like I love you. And Buffy says she promises. Okay, somebody read...
Illyrio, you're good at this. Let's do Ray. I love Willow stepping up and taking control at the beginning. It's super badass. Spike trying to explain that Ben is glory to the rest of the group is one of the funnier scenes in the show's history. It always cracks me up. Also, did Glory just tell the priest guy who was trying to anoint the key to get out? Hey, that's Dawn's catchphrase. I'm kind of torn in this episode. A lot of it does feel like filler, especially the Ben Glory stuff. But there are some really good character moments. I do remember being very disappointed the first time I saw it because it seemed like kind of a waste of an episode this close to the end. Val writes, I really do not like Ben Glory switching back the Ben Glory switching back and forth scene. I checked the timeout and it went on for about 3 minutes, and that's about 2 minutes and 55 seconds longer than I would have liked. Sorry, but his line readings were sucky and just blah. I have to agree with that. Best part of the ep, the end with Giles telling Buffy what needs to be done to close the portal. Dun dun dun. Good times ahead.
Harold says, I'm surprised to find out that the Ben Glory scene was only 3 minutes long. It felt much longer.
And then Grant writes, wait, Ben and Glory are connected somehow?
And Simone Perfect. Says, I really, really love everything about this episode. I don't think it slows anything down. I think it gives us insight into what the gang is thinking right before the showdown. Anywho, love it. And my favorite quote is Little Buffy asking Joyce... Da, 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 da. It's also a really great Willow Buffy friendshipy episode, and Spike, everything Spike does is gold.
Mm-hmm.
Ian says, more last minute feedback. Willow is awesome. And Harold says, make sure to remind the newbies to watch the next Buffy before watching Angel. And Robin says, seriously. Love it. Oh, you guys, thanks for all your feedback. We have an email from Heidi. Have we read that yet?
Nope.
No.
Here it goes. Wait, no, that's me. Here we go. We don't actually have any voicemails for this episode, which I find interesting.
Boo.
I think it's telling.
That's all right.
Heidi says, "Hey, Gaxon guest, that's you, Carrie." We finally get some info on what Gloria is trying to do. Her grip on reality is getting very thin. Go powerful Willow, not just magic power, but leadership and making everyone listen power. And we finally get to the best joke in the Buffyverse. I'm not quoting, but Ben is Glory. There are whole 1,000 plus post threads on this very subject, and it's always hilarious. And Spike being the only one who understands it is amazing. Buffy's mind is a very strange place. I actually like the mind walk, but it takes a little too long and is very creepy. Buffy thinks that she killed Dawn by wanting it to end. She's feeling super guilty about this. It's a good look into what Buffy is feeling. The dark demon with the tongue, ew, and he was such a nice, creepy old man. The back and forth between Ben and Gloria is kind of fun. I like them talking to each other, and it looks like Ben has a backbone for a minute, but then it's gone. Not that I wanted him to kill Dawn, but at least he wouldn't have looked like a spineless jellyfish. I know, especially in that dress, right, Heidi? I know this episode is kind of filler before the finale and is a little slow, but it's trying to build tension, I think, and we couldn't have had all the Ben, Glory, Dawn stuff if Buffy had been conscious. Plus, a look into the main character's mind and motivation is interesting to me. Can't wait for the next episode, Heidi. Thanks, Heidi. Everybody, thank you so much for your feedback. We really do appreciate it. And anybody want to say anything else before we rate this episode and do the other stuff and get out of here?
Nope.
All right.
No.
Let's ask our guest. Hey, guest, Carrie.
Yes.
Do you rate
I really liked it. Again, it was a slowed down, like Stephanie said, calm before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be really interesting to see what you think about the last one. So for me, I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 mind walks.
Excellent. Mm. Kim?
I liked it. It's not one of the ones where I'm like, okay, it's progressing from episode to episode. I do think it did kind of take a little bit of a step back because I was expecting a bit more. Hmm. Again, because I kept saying, like right at the end when it started getting going, I was like, what? We're done already?
Hmm.
But, I don't have a really good rating. I forgot to put the thing. But yeah, I was going to give it a 7 out of 10.
Ooh.
But let's give it a 7 out of 10 dudes in dresses and explain.
Excuse me. Getting a little emotional here. Thinking about Lauren. I know it's a different show, but I just had this flashback. Okay.
What do you mean? Back. I haven't watched that episode yet.
So, this episode had some really cool stuff. It had Willow being badass. It had Willow lighting candles, which I may or may not have dreamt about in the past. It had Buffy's mind palace. It had Joyce. It had really cheesy AstroTurf and headstone in a room, in a bedroom. It had this mind walk sequence that could have been a little more creepy and outlandish, but I think of every single part of this episode that I think kind of held back seriously because it is the episode before the finale, I must say that the adventures of Spike and Xander make up for that. And I know that they weren't on camera for very long, but their interactions were really great. I'm giving this episode 7.5 out of 10. Why are there cabbages in the alley? Alley cabbage.
Alley cabbage. Gross. Yuck. I like this episode, and I think that for the time, they do the best they can with what they have, you know, with the effects, and I think it's effective.
Mm-hmm.
I just always enjoy it, so I give it And I think it's so creepy. I think it's creepy when they keep going to Buffy putting the book on the shelf, because you're like, oh my God, what is going on? I don't understand. And they finally explain it. So I give it 8 out of 10 calms before the storm.
Nice. Awesome. That's what we thought. You can let us know what you think about specific episodes, about our show, anything really. Just keep religion and politics out of it. You can call us.
I want to hear it.
You can call us at 27047. It's right here. I'm looking at it. I have had the same post-it on the same part. There it is. That's the number. Call that. All right? 27040Buffy. I've had the same post-it in the same position for literally years. And I flubbed it. You can email us at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. Keep it spoiler free. You can go to potentialcast.com. We release show notes, links to the YouTube stuff, and all that jazz. We appreciate your feedback very much. It's time to quote. And then we're going to thank the guest and get ready for next time. So I would suggest that our guest do her quote first.
Sure.
Carrie.
Don't call me Donnie.
Oh, God.
I know. I know.
The least badass thing anyone has ever said in the history of trying to be a badass.
I think we've already deja this vu.
Very nice.
I know what Lyria's going to pick. Go ahead.
No, you do? Okay. Is everyone here very stoned?
Get out!
That was my favorite! That was so cool! Oh, Glory. Pulling a Dawn. It was awesome.
I want to redeem the Dawn one. Wait. Ben at Glory's? Are you saying all this time he's been subletting from her?
Xander. I like this one. Hey, I know you. You're the first original Slayer who tried killing us in our dream. Have you been?
Yeah.
Death is your gift.
Gods don't pay.
Want take have? Is that it?
It's going to be a good finale.
I think so. Hey, Carrie.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was awesome. Thank you so much for the invite.
And so maybe you can stick around for next week's Redemption Cast. I'm sure you have a lot to say.
I just had to get warmed up.
That's right.
You know.
Awesome. Hey, Steph. Yes. Like we don't already know, what's on the slate for next time?
Finale, episode 22, The Gift.
The Gift. I wonder what The Gift could be.
Dawn dies.
If they pay off Glory with some bling, I'm going to be really pissed off.
If what? Sorry, I talked over you.
If they pay off Glory with some bling and all she wanted was some stupid present, I'm going to be pissed off.
No.
Oh, and can I ask a spoiler-ish kind of question?
You can ask how you want.
Are we going to find out next time what potentials means?
No.
Will we ever?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. All right. For all of you 8 people on YouTube still... Ooh, 9. On YouTube. Hey, welcome. You just showed up in time to watch us end the show, 9th viewer. So good on you. You didn't miss the whole thing. I want to thank everyone for watching live or in the future. We would like to say thank you, and goodbye.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome, YouTube, to Potential Cast, episode 521, The Weight of the World. Also known as Welcome to Buffy's Mind Palace.
This was a crazy episode.
It was so crazy. I have so many notes. I have notes and notes and notes and notes. And I'm going to go through them.
It took a while to get into it, but then when I did, I was like, okay, now I get it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Good episode.
Thank you.
people on streets.
So slashed and torn. Shut up.